Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box. 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. This one is free to the masses because of Manscaped and Bet Online, and this is why, Andrew, we are the number one Saints podcast in the freaking world. While every other podcast is tweeting saying, oh, we're going to tell you about all the stuff, the news that happens with the Saints after today's game. We're going to analyze it. We're going to have it up later. We have it up right now. Andrew, I am going to start with this.
I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
The Saints won against San Francisco 27-13, played kind of like garbage, and that 1 week where they didn't have anybody on the injury report, Andrew, I'm going to write sonnets about it. It was beautiful, but it's over. Everybody got injured today, including Drew Brees. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, like you said, everyone got injured with the exception of, well, almost no one. So, yeah. No, look, it's first of all, let's remember the Saints were down 10-0 to start
yep.
this game. I really could not have started any worse. We said that, look, the 49ers can't possess the ball, keep the Saints offense off the field, and yet they burn 7 minutes, they get a touchdown, and then obviously the offense goes 3 and out and you blink and it's 10-0. So that was a really, really disappointing start, and the Saints have done that a lot this year. They've had a bad
San Francisco had 9 first downs, the Saints had 8 yards of offense.
Yeah. Yep.
It was bad.
So, I don't know what it's going to take for this team. I don't know if opposing quarterbacks need to be a Tom Brady hologram or a Mike Evans hologram for the team to show up and start playing from the first snap. But I don't know what it is about this team. They've got to go down multiple scores to start playing. It's the craziest thing, and it's frustrating. But look, after the first quarter, the Saints win that game. As bad as they looked, they won that game 27-3. And so I think... I think anytime you win a game, you have to celebrate the players
yep.
That really stepped up and played great. And I just want to single out, and I'll watch the tape and I'll grade the players. But Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Malcolm Jenkins, David Onyemata, DeMario Davis, those four in particular, absolute monster games. They dominated all day. And those four right there is a big reason why the Saints won.
Yeah, the pass rush for the Saints just started to heat up as the game went. And it got to the point where 49ers were running the screen pass. And the Saints really had the screen blown up, but they missed the tackle. And then, San Francisco went down. I think they kicked a field goal to get it to 2 scores. But listen, the big news on this game is Drew Brees gets hurt. He hurts his ribs on a play they called the penalty on because San Francisco roughing the passer. It was a little bit of helmet to helmet, but you can't use your full body weight and fall on a quarterback because the NFL doesn't want their quarterbacks getting hurt because that makes the TV product crappy. And for the first time ever, the Saints got a good call. But Drew got hurt. And then, Andrew, it was – peanut butter Jameis time. We'll have to see how badly Drew is hurt, but I don't think you can take anything from this game except for Jameis. He didn't make a horrible mistake except for the one throw where the guy.
He almost did.
He almost did. But, I mean, the thing is, Andrew, the Saints game plan is so Drew-centric, you can't flip that around. You know?
That's right. Yeah, I think, first of all, I think when you come in cold, the game plan isn't designed around you, to your skill set. You haven't had reps in practice. I think it's a tough ask for any backup quarterback to come in and play well. So that's the first thing I'll say. I don't think and I say this as a guy that's not really a Jameis believer. Like, I'm not. So, like, it'd be very easy for me to look at this performance and say, hey, see, I told you so. He's not the quarterback of the future for the Saints. But I'm not going to do that because I don't think you can judge a performance based off the circumstances of this game. Now, he's, you know, we'll see what's up with Drew. He may start next week. And if Winston does, then I think, you know, when he's had a week of practice and he's had a game plan designed around his skill set, then I think you can be more judgmental about his performance. So I think you just have to be happy the Saints walked out of here with a win when their quarterback goes down, and leave it at that. I got a couple comments, Ralph, and I'll try to say them quick. The first one with Breeze, I just can't help but feel like this might not be the worst thing in the world. Number one, you didn't have preseason, so this may give you a better chance to evaluate your quarterback in the future in Taysom and Jameis. So far today, I would say that the quarterback of the future, I would submit that based on what I saw today, I'm not sure the quarterback of the future is on this roster. But again, I think it's too early to judge. But I think it helps you with that. Number two, if Breeze is banged up, I don't want him playing through something. I think we saw last year that the Saints are plenty capable of winning without Drew in the lineup.
That's right.
And he's 41 years old. I don't want him playing through some nagging pain. I'd rather him take 2 or 3 weeks off. This team can survive without him. We've already seen that. They went 5-0 last year without him. Let him heal for 2 or 3 weeks, and then come December, you know, maybe Drew is 100% instead of still dealing with this issue that he's dealing with, okay? Third of all, and this is the thing, last thing I'll say about Drew, whatever's going on with him, it was going on before this game because he's been dealing with the right shoulder issue. Mm-hmm. He had that little flak jacket. He had the padding on his ribs before this game, and they showed that in the pregame. And so he comes into this game, clearly had a rib issue. He takes that shot. Now, first of all, I don't think it's roughing the passer, but at least they were consistent because the Onyemata and the Roach roughing the passers were equally garbage. So at least, like, they were protecting the quarterback in this game. Fine, fair enough. I don't like the call on Breeze, but clearly he was already dealing with a rib issue. And that hit where he gets kind of thrown to the ground and the player lands on top of him, that clearly aggravated whatever he has going
on.
Listen. And I just want to say, again, he's 41, and look what happened with Miles Brennan. You know, and that's a kid in college, you know, in his teens. That goes out there, or maybe he's 20, but he goes out there and he continues to play through an injury, probably made it a lot worse, and now he might be out for the year because of it. So I don't want my 41-year-old quarterback going out there and playing with an issue. He needs to take the time that's needed to heal. We can survive with Jameis and Jameis.
And here's the thing. If Drew Brees was going to miss a month of the 2020 season, you'd want him to miss the next 4 weeks. Atlanta, Denver, Atlanta, the Eagles. The wait is finally over. Football is in full effect with many teams strutting their stuff early. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to Bet Online today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. I mean, let me put it this way. This sets up for Jameis Winston to make $100 million. And I'm not even fucking kidding, Andrew. Because
that's a good point.
You can put a game plan in, and Atlanta, he could light them up twice. Denver gave up 40 today. I know Drew Locke threw four picks, but whatever. The Eagles lost to the Giants. Like, Jameis could go 4-0 or 3-1, and just like we talked about on the podcast last week for patrons, where me and you were arguing about Jameis, you said, look, teams are infatuated with his talent, and teams weren't that way with Teddy, and Teddy still got $60 million. Man, if Jameis goes out and looks good, somebody's going to pay him, because they'll be like, he looks awesome, he's in shape, he looks jarringly thin, by the way. He's like a supermodel. Like, I want to give him a po' boy. Like, he looks almost too thin, which was odd, but this is a great Jameis Winston, this is why you signed that minimum deal with the Saints to rehab your image and your everyone around the league's view of you. This is your dream scenario, buddy. You get 4 weeks against garbage teams with a great offensive mind. Like,
well,
go make your bags.
If it's bruised ribs, it's not going to be 4 weeks. But, you know, we all know Drew Brees is a psychopath, and we all know he's taking the 16 cortisone shots this week if he has to play. So I'm telling you right now, Ralph, it's not going to be 4 weeks. But that being said, whichever guy Sean Payton wants to roll with. I mean, it's one thing when Brees is your quarterback and he can sit a play or two and he's going to come back in and just still be laser sharp. But I did not like in this game the rotation and the platoon system, 2QB system. Like, you got to roll with one guy. If Taysom's your guy, fine, but he needs to be the one out there. And if it's Jameis, that's fine, but he needs to be the guy. And it's not even that I am fully against Taysom having a handful of plays. It's not that. It's that it really felt like when Brees was out, it was like 60% Jameis, 40% Taysom. And by the way, I actually thought Taysom should have finished that whole game because the Saints were up two scores. And I really think at that point, you want to be running the football as much as possible. So I would have voted for Taysom Hill to play the rest of that game and Jameis not play at all, personally. But that being said, now that you've got a week to game plan and Drew's not going to go...
I got breaking news, Andrew. Sean Payton said he just said in his press conference, Brees to get an MRI and X-ray. Brees told Payton he wasn't capable of playing in the second half. So this wasn't a case of this was a case of Drew saying I can't go, which of course we knew that's what it was because Payton is never going to take Drew out by what he looked, you know, by what he looked like in that game. He looked okay. So we'll just have to see. The thing is, you can play with the flak jacket, but Bobby Hebert did it back in the day for the Saints, but he was also 29, and literally his nickname is the Cajun fucking cannon. So, like, he had a cannon for an arm. So we'll see. But remember, Drew did play with a torn plantar fasciitis, right, when the Saints were 5-8. So, like, we know he's a psychopath. We know he's going to try to play. But
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But to your point about the two quarterbacks, listen, I love Taysom. He's great. He's fun. He's amazing. Somebody on Twitter called him the muscle milk Eric Crouch, which I thought was funny. I've seen enough of him, Andrew. He's not a quarterback. He doesn't process fast enough. He had the play where he got sacked. There was a Saints guy open. He just doesn't pull the trigger. He doesn't process fast enough. And I know Jameis can lose you games because he can throw picks, but Jameis Winston can also win you games on his talent. I'm not saying Jameis is the guy for the future. I don't know that. I think he might be, but it's got to be Jameis. It just does.
Hey, that's fine, Ralph. I just think, first of all, if it's going to be Taysom, I think the offense just has to be completely different. They have to run a completely different system, a completely different offense. And frankly, I think they have a handful of plays in there for him, but I don't think they can transform the game overnight the offensive game plan. So I think with a week's notice, if Drew can't go next week, I agree with you. It's got to be Jameis. But again, I don't want him having to play receiver or tight end or out every third play. To me, that's not a responsible way of developing him and giving him an honest, fair shake. So, you know, you can play Taysom his customary four or five QB snaps a game, but I think you really need to settle on Jameis being your starter and giving him his full shake.
Here's the thing, though. Remember when last year when Drew got hurt and missed 5 weeks – the Taysom party really ramped down because Taysom is the backup quarterback and the Saints.
I think it's a little different in the sense that Breeze had a torn thumb and he was completely out. Right now it looks like a rib issue where he's really sore and just can't go. But like worst case scenario, Breeze could probably come back in and hand the ball off. You know, so I think it's a little bit different sense. I mean, we'll see how Breeze is. I think it's a little bit different in the sense that Breeze is probably the third string quarterback next week if he doesn't play, and he probably suits up, you know, and he's like the emergency guy. And I think that's probably enough to make Sean Payton comfortable with playing Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, it's the Saints are 7-2. Bottom line,
7-2.
We talk about this all the time. Style points don't matter, and I think it's pretty indicative of this team and how good they are that they just find ways to win no matter what gets thrown at them. Drew Brees goes down.
If you would have told me, Andrew, if I'd have woke up Sunday and you'd have said, Ralph, I'm not going to tell you the score, but I'm going to tell you some stats and maybe that'll help you bet on the Saints 49ers. If you would have told me that the Saints would have two turnovers, and San Francisco would have two turnovers, and San Francisco was 7 of 16 on third down.
San Francisco had three turnovers.
What's that?
San Francisco had three. Four
San Francisco
turnovers.
Had three. The Saints had two.
Four. They had four. They had two punt return fumbles, and they had two picks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So 4-2. If you'd have told me that, but you'd have told me also the Saints were 2 of 12 on third down, I'd have been like, oh, shit, something weird happened to Drew. Like, That's all that is. But I will say this. The Saints, their offense was kind of a mess, but they ran for 114 yards. You know, Kamara did enough special stuff. And I'll say this about San Francisco. Kyle Shanahan, he is a great coach. They had a great scripted drive to start. But that dude made two horrifically bad decisions on fourth down. When you're up 10-3 and you're playing the Saints and you know you're outmanned and you're injured and you have fourth and one on their side of the 50 and you're up 10-3, you cannot fucking punt Kyle Shanahan. That was a mistake. And then he had fourth and one again from midfield and he runs like a read option and the Saints just buried Mullins like it was an avalanche. So jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. This revolutionary company, Manscaped, has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes the perfect gift this holiday season. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut free, and smelling nice down there. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you use on your balls. That's just nasty. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls stink. Speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, I am thankful for their Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. And these products smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help you set the mood, if you know what I mean. The perfect package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Tis the season to Manscaped, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
The Saints run defense, man, I just have to say. And I know people roll their eyes at the stat about not giving up 100-yard rushers. And, you know, but look, again, 11-5, 13-3, 13-3, 7-2. You know, those have been the records the last 4 years, and stopping the run matters. I know it gets annoying when they lose or they don't play that well, but I just think their run defense today, I mean, the 49ers had 25, and we're talking about probably the best running team in the league. And I know they didn't have Tevin Coleman and I know they didn't have Mostert, but they've been running the ball effectively without those guys. Like the 49ers, just their scheme is insane. Ralph, they had 25 carries for 49 yards today.
Yeah. And the thing is, their scheme is so – like, a lot of teams, when they run the ball, it's just we have invested in offensive line play, we have a great running back, and we're just going to smash you. San Francisco, they're doing all that motion and, you know, motion the guy here, motion the guy there. And the Saints were fucking on that all game from the jump. You could see that they were ready for that and they were locked in. And I don't really think the Saints were, I mean, they weren't really that flat. It was just a case of San Francisco had a good drive early. The Saints came out, had a three and out. They stop them. Deontay Harris fumbles the punt. The Saints defense actually bows up and it's 10-0. But I didn't sense that the Saints were flat in any way. And I know people said that on Twitter. I thought the Saints came ready today and they locked in. They just had a little bumpy start, which we thought they might.
Yeah. Two things I got to say real quick. This has been, you know, besides the injuries, which was obviously the biggest concern, I think two kind of superstars that we always count on that we have worried about all year, Cam Jordan and Thomas Morstead. I think it's time to say with both of those that something's up. I'm not ready to say they're washed or they're done, you know, or they can't come back and have better years next year or whatever. But that those guys are just not living up to what we're used to from them. And we're 9 games into the season now. And I'm kind of concluded that, unfortunately, whatever's going on with Jordan and Morstead, I'm worried that at least this season it's not getting any better.
And thank God, you know, Onyemata is making that leap of, like, sort of that process where you envision, you draft this monster out of Canada that's hardly played at all, and you're like, well, you know, if we coach him up, maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the line, he could be something special. Well, it's here now, Andrew. Like, he was wrecking things.
I can't wait to watch the tape, because I saw in, you know, live play, I saw him split a double team twice and blow up someone in the backfield. So it's not like the 49ers didn't recognize that, hey, this guy's a problem. They still couldn't do anything about it, throwing 2 guys at him. So, there was a number of guys, like I said, on defense today. And what more can you say about Patrick Robinson? I mean, shout out to him, because this is now the second time that he's basically been shelved the whole season, hasn't played, is basically like, yeah, you're only coming in if we get desperate. And twice he's been forced to come in. The quarterback immediately goes after him, and he gets 2 end zone picks. So, I mean, he's playing. I want to ask the question. This is half serious, but should he be starting over Janoris Jenkins at this point?
Maybe. That is the strength of the Saints roster, is they just have veteran dudes that they plug in. And, you know, a lot of teams, you see them today and all over the place, they're like, oh, they're playing this UDFA from nowhere state, and hopefully it'll work out, you know. And Denver was playing some tackle that had never played an NFL snap his whole entire life. He was starting today. And the Saints roster, man, it's just deep and built like a tank. And in the year of the Rona, like, that's even more valuable, as that just kind of lingers. We'll get into the whole NFL trying to make an example of the Saints, because the Saints wanted to have fun after the Tampa game. We'll get into that on the big show tomorrow.
One thing, though, Ralph, that I have to say is the Saints, injuries aside, they played terrible today offensively. Absolutely terrible. And especially after Drew went out, Jameis was forcing the ball to Michael Thomas, and it wasn't happening at all. So if Jameis is starting next week, him and Michael Thomas need to get on the same page, because that was awful. And I'm just going to say this. If they had Garoppolo and Deebo Samuel and Mostert and George Kittle, this would have been an absolute blowout. The Saints would have lost very badly if the 49ers had their full arsenal of players. And we were very fortunate to catch them at a time where they're so decimated. They basically, after that first drive, couldn't do anything offensively. So, hey, you take the wins any way you can get them. But
it's nice.
Like, let's not forget who the Saints played today. Yeah. And that is basically the 49ers practice squad. And I don't want to take it easy on the Saints. Like, this was an awful performance.
I think, Andrew, I can make a case it was their worst performance of the year. Like, I mean, because Green Bay is really good, and the Raiders game, it was a one-score game. It kind of got weird. They had that one drive where they were down, and they had a bunch of penalties.
I mean, just Darren Waller just went God mode.
Just Darren Waller just murdered him. This game was like – but hey, man, you are living good when you can play a D-plus game and win by 2 scores. Like, you're living the life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, listen, everybody, this is free. This show was free, courtesy of Manscaped, courtesy of BetOnline. We are the best Saints podcast in the freaking world. Join us on the big show tomorrow. We'll have all of Sean Payton's sound from this press conference. We'll have more information on Drew Brees' injury. And we will give Goodell shit, because that is an absolute joke that the NFL is trying to make an example of the Saints for doing a little celebration after the Tampa game, when the Tennessee Titans almost single-handedly took down the whole NFL goddamn season and they didn't get nothing. So we'll talk about that on the big show. Join us for the live stream. Until then, we will see you tomorrow. Enjoy the big Saints win.